This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday inaugurated 39 projects and laid 12 foundation stones of key development projects at Taksing and Vaidar Nacho Koduka Limiking region to strengthen infrastructure in remote border areas in the Upper Siang district near border Tibet border. He also inaugurated Chari Taksing Gajang Shedub Dargeling Monastery and announced Taksing will be taken up as a historical and religious tourism circuit. He said efforts are underway in consultation with army and central government to revive the pilgrimage in a regulated manner. He further said a cabinet Aapke Dwar meeting will be held at Taksing once basic infrastructure improves. The CM also assured to examine and address the issues raised in a six-point memorandum submitted by Now Welfare Society through a dedicated project for Taksing and Koduka areas. The boundary pillar erection process began between Arunachal Pradesh's Pake Kesang district and Assam's Vishwanath district yesterday. The officials from both states, along with Survey of India, SOI, as representatives of central government, were present on the site. MLA Pake Kesang and State Health and Family Welfare and Water Resources Minister Biyuram Wage, in a social media post, said the move follows the landmark MOU signed to resolve the long-pending interstate border dispute, paving the way for lasting peace, harmony, and cooperation between the two neighboring states. Wage expressed gratitude to CM Pema Khandu and Assam CM Himanta Biswa Sarma for their visionary leadership in making this historic step possible. Safer Internet Day 2026 was observed at Dehradun Government College, Itanagar, with an awareness program jointly organized by National Informatics Center, NIC, and DGNGC in Itanagar. Today, the program aimed to promote safe, responsible and ethical use of the internet and emerging digital technologies, particularly artificial intelligence, AI. Dr. M.Q. Khan, principal of the college, stressed on the importance of responsible and mindful use of the internet. He urged learners to maintain a healthy balance between digital engagement and real-life activities. He said, the internet should remain a tool for empowerment rather than control. A review meeting of 9th District Task Force for Immunization DTFI cum 4th Quarter Child Death Review CDR and other National Health Mission NHM activities was held today at the Conference Hall of District Secretariat Namsai. In the meeting, Chairman DTFI cum DC Namsai CR Kampa emphasized the need to enhance overall performance by identifying and addressing the gaps. He said, the coordination meeting for Village Health Sanitation and Nutrition Day VHSND should be held as scheduled and directed. Block level task force BTFI meetings must be conducted at the block level, chaired by respective administrative officers to ensure effective follow-up and implementation. The World Pulses Day is being observed across the world today. DCM Chaunamin, in a social media post, said, on the World Pulses Day, all celebrate the vital role of pulses in ensuring nutritional security, sustainable agriculture, and farmers' livelihood. Rich in protein and essential nutrients, pulses are key to a healthy diet and a resilient farming system. Let's all encourage their cultivation and consumption for a healthier people and a greener future. The Meteorological Center Itanagar MCI has forecast isolated rainfall and snowfall likely at the higher reaches of Tawang, East Kameng, West Kameng, Kurungkume, Upper Siang, Dibang Valley, Upper Subansiri and Shiyome districts. The Spearhead Division of Spear Corps organized an educational and experiential tour, Seema Darshan, for 21 students and 3 teachers from Siang Valley School Tuting yesterday in Upper Siang district. The participants visited Kepangla Pass, witnessing the rich biodiversity. They also paid homage at the newly constructed Siang Suryasthal. The initiative encouraged experiential learning and nurtured a strong sense of pride in local heritage among the students. It also highlighted the immense potential of Geleng as a hub for border, religious, ecotourism, adventure and cultural exploration, while underscoring the need to preserve its fragile ecosystem. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.